Then again, we have a reporter, Nolan Bullock. He broke the 1956 Wagner County vote scandal.
There was a state senator, John Russell, over in Wagner County. And Wagner and Okmulgee County had a common Senate district, two counties, one district. Tom Paine from Okmulgee County ran against him. And Tom Paine was a relative reformer by Oklahoma standards. John Russell was part of what was known as the old guard, the get-along, go-along old boys that were used to passing favors and money between themselves. Well, Paine ran a good campaign, and he apparently had won the campaign by 500 and some votes. And then they discovered 700 and some absentee votes in Wagner County. Now, that was about 10 times as many absentee votes as Tulsa County would cast at that time. And the votes came in like 680-something to 23 in favor of Russell, which made him narrowly the winner. Well, they started to investigate, and they found out that Russell's workers had gone out and paid people in nursing homes and other places with $20 state checks to vote for him. So you were using state money to buy the votes to reelect the guy. The Tribune broke that story. Well, the old guard wanted Russell back in, but that was a little too hot for them to handle. So they eventually decided there'd be a new election, and Russell claimed he was the winner, so he didn't need to run again. Paine filed, Russell didn't, and the courts declared Paine the winner. It was one of the most blatant examples of the problem. You know, this business of reapportionment, again, I did a story in 1962 about the inequalities of road money spending. Harper County in northwestern Oklahoma was basically a Republican county, although the registration was slightly Democratic. Harmon County in southwestern Oklahoma was heavily Democratic, had the same population. I think the difference was 10 people. But one of them had almost 100 times as much money, the one in southwestern Oklahoma, as the one up in northwestern Oklahoma. Tulsa and Bartlesville tried to communicate over that terrible Highway 75 that went up around Dead Man's Corner and the Singing Highway, and wandered from Vera to Ramona to Oshaleda, and was anything but the straight shot we have today, and it was a very dangerous road. And yet down in southern Oklahoma, where the political power lay, you had four-lane highways with almost no cars on them. I always said you could study Oklahoma politics by driving from Ardmore to Medill, because Ardmore had a weak state senator, so Highway 70 out of there was just a typical two-lane road. You crossed over into Johnson County, where the chairman of the Highway Committee of the Senate lived, and all of a sudden the road broadened out and had big, beautiful shoulders. Then you got into Marshall County, where Raymond Gary, the former governor and the kind of the leader of the rural forces, lived, and you had a four-lane highway with nothing on it except the occasional chicken.
When the newspaper would break these stories, like the Wagner County vote scandal, would the newspaper get threatened?
Yeah, you got some threats. Mostly those were bluster. We had dealt with some union violence where we got a few death threats and so on, and I've had a death threat or two, but usually if they're going to make threats, they're not too dangerous. They're getting it off their chest. It's the guy who doesn't say anything, like some of these terrorists we're dealing with, that is the more dangerous.